Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. You're listening live to Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams.
Come on! You know, let's say that's my nigga. I made him a million. Now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we part with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring EV, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be by no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Holla G, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfuckers. Commas, look at Lil Dumb. Living like we in a race, I might come in first or second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. If they give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a tender for foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gon' happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. See all the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm tryna get out of here and go chase her. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove.
Good evening, guys. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And hey, I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show. And thank you, guys, for tuning in. And welcome. I know this is just my second day on the air, you know, in a long time. Okay? But, hey, I'm crawling, I'm scratching, I'm trying to get back. I'm doing my best to get back to you guys. Y'all know I miss you. Y'all know I miss you. I see there are more folks joining the show. Hey, welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air, okay? And we'll talk. We'll talk about whatever you want to on this subject. Oh, man, it's going to be a great day. There are people joining the show. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, the call-in number 516-531-9483. I know there are people listening via cell phone, via landline. There are people listening online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in as well. Okay, now today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, whether you know someone who's buying or selling, give me a call. Let us help you through the process. I hold your hand from start to finish. You can call me at 678-549-0274. Again, my cell number, 678-549-0274. Call me. Let's put this thing together, okay? Or you can even email me. Email me at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, guys, the number is 516-531-9483. Now, before I get into today's show, I just wanted to say something right quick. As far as the people asking me, Frank, you know, are we gonna get Justin Fields in Atlanta, or are we gonna? Okay, so by the way, I'm, you know, I broadcast just south of Atlanta, okay? And I'm, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. I know there's people on the show that's not, you know, in town, local. But I grew up in Atlanta, so I follow and I root for the Atlanta Falcons, right? So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm not in the front office. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I think is going to happen. They asked, you know, they saying that we might bring in Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Kirk Cousins was hurt last year. He got hurt last year and couldn't finish the season. But, you know, seeing him throw and all this stuff, it looked like he's back and he's ready to come go to training camp. I said, come to training camp. But it seems like we may be after Kirk Cousins. Okay? So, I think it's going to be one or the other for sure. It's either going to be Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields. Now, I will be very, very surprised if we get Justin Fields. I'll be very surprised at that. Okay? Do I think he'll work out? I don't know. If I knew that, man, I'd be in, me and my wife would be in Vegas living on the top floor. I'd be killing them out there. So, all I'm saying is that if you do bring in a Justin Fields, then we will sell some tickets. Okay? We will sell some tickets. If you bring in Kirk Cousins, we will sell some tickets, but we won't sell as many. Let me put it this way, and believe me, I'm going to jump into the show in just a minute. But let me put it this way. You bringing in Justin Fields, who's from a town just north of Atlanta. He was the number one prospect coming out of high school in America when he came out. In America. Not just in Georgia, in America. Then he went to the University of Georgia. Didn't like it there. You know, something went on at UGA that pushed them folks the wrong way. But they left there and went to Ohio State, where he had a nice career. Then he got drafted into the NFL to the Bears. So, you know, this dude may have what it takes. I don't know. He hadn't shown that he has what it takes, but I don't know. So we'll see what happens. Again, I think we're going to get Kirk Cousins. I don't think we're going to get Justin Fields. I just don't think that Arthur Blank wants a black quarterback. Just tell it like it is. All right, guys, 516-531-9483. Here's what you've been waiting for, right? Bump the sports talk, Frank. Let's get to your topic. Title of today's show, guys, is Work Relationships. They don't end well. Okay? Work relationships do not end well, especially if you have a married woman working with another married man, and they start a relationship at work, or any way you put it, a married woman, a single man, a married woman. I don't care how it is. Both of them single. That may work out. That may work out. That scenario may work out. But it usually doesn't. But Frank, why is they single, and they can go ahead and do what they want to do. Well, that's true, but usually these guys, you know, at work, especially single guys. I did a show about this a while back. I don't know the exact title of the show, but I was saying that single men have about 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times. Single men. 3 to 5. Single women have at least 5 men in their stable at all times. Men have 3 to 5. Women have 5. I'm telling you, okay? I'm telling you. And so think about that. He's probably been kind of around the way with these women at work. If he jump on you like that and y'all start having a relationship at work, he's done it before. Right? But, something that I've, maybe witnessed is that, they work relationships don't move. What do you mean by don't move, Frank? They don't move. They're right there in the workplace, and that's where they are all the time. You got to go to the workplace to find out what's going on sometimes. But now with technology and all this stuff, people know a lot more stuff or able to, find out a lot more stuff without going to the workplace. And these relationships at the workplace, again, I've seen it with my own eyes. Okay? And I don't know if somebody listening to the show that may know, have a hint about what I'm saying, but it is what it is. But a lot of times, women can't handle these work relationships. Women get emotional. They get, where now she wants some more of his time and he can't give it to her. But there's a lot of reasons why you just can't start a work relationship. You just can't. For one thing, it's going to jeopardize what you're doing, jeopardize your job. Okay? I've seen people, get into skirmishes at work over a guy. Screaming matches. But some workplaces, it's not going to be tolerated. But, those are the kind of things that I've seen it create friction between two women. Two women. When that happens, it's just shoe flies bad. Okay? And because this guy was working with two women, and one woman found out that he was messing with the other one, and now she want to find out why she messing with him, because is he her man, and he her man, and oh my God. Comes the summer breeze, guys. It's coming in real fast. Hey, guys, I'm going to put the hammer down. I'm going to close it out. I'm going to smash it down to third gear and second gear and stop at the light, guys. I hope to see you tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys. Summer breeze.
My mind.